This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. With Thanksgiving next week, holiday shopping kicks into gear for retailers and consumers. Retailers hope people are ready to spend on gifts this year, while shoppers are seeking the trendiest items and best deals. What factors could play a role in what gifts and how many land under the tree? Each year, we look to contributor Eileen Zalabrita to answer that question. Her preview of what retailers and shoppers can expect is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And she joined me earlier this week to offer her insights on this year's holiday trends. So let's start with the basics, Eileen. What's the overall forecast for the holiday shopping season from the experts who track these things?
Well, the National Retail Federation, which is the big trade group for retailers, they're going to predict that holiday sales will be up about 4%, and that means that they will surpass that $1 trillion threshold for the very first time. But a few other trackers, PwC and Deloitte, both predict that spending will be down a little bit this year due to kind of a softening job market and just concerns about the economy.
I was going to say, so in a lot of ways, it's like the amount of dollar spent is going to go up, but people may be spending less. They're just spending more on fewer items.
Yes. And that's one thing that makes gift cards especially attractive, because that $100 gift card still costs $100, even though the person who receives it might not be able to get as many things for it.
So one thing we've heard, Eileen, about all year long is the potential impact of tariffs on prices. Do we see any of that reflected in holiday gift prices? And if so, are there some areas that are more affected than others by tariffs?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, 85% of consumers expect to pay higher prices simply because of tariffs. Toys, you know, what's Christmas without toys? And tariffs will add at least 10% to the price of toys. And also, it means that inventory might not be as abundant as we've seen in previous years. So if you're shopping for toys and you see what you want, it might not be a good idea to wait around for the price to go down. Just grab it while it's there. Other categories that really rely a lot on imports are clothes and electronics. So expect to pay more for them as well.
We know, of course, inflation and the recent government shutdown haven't really helped build consumer confidence. You mentioned the softening job market a little bit earlier as well. You know, how much of a worry is that for retailers, that there's just kind of not a lot of consumer confidence out there? And how is this affecting what consumers are doing?
Well, a lot of consumers are holding off on shopping and holding back on spending simply because so many things cost more. And even folks with secure jobs are impacted by hearing about thousands of government workers being laid off. So the result of that is that 33% of shoppers, one third of consumers, have yet to make a purchase and do not plan to start until Black Friday.
So really, it is a very cautious approach from consumers, which I'm sure makes retailers a little bit more nervous. They'd like to have that money already in the bank rather than wait for that last few weeks for people to shop.
They've been trying.
You also note in your story that there's a bit of a split between how young people are approaching holiday spending versus older shoppers. What does that look like?
Well, Gen Z, the oldest of whom are 28, are really cutting back on their holiday spending. 23%, far more than any other age group. And a lot of Gen Z young people, they are contending with a tighter job market, and a lot of them don't have much in savings. So they're really sensitive to price increases, while millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers, they'll spend as much as they did before, and some will even spend a little more.
We always take a few minutes to talk about online sales versus brick and mortar shopping. Cyber Monday clearly has become a really big thing over the years. How do online sales look this year? And where does something like AI fit in now with people going online and doing their shopping?
Well, online shopping continues to gain momentum, and more than half of consumers now plan to make most of their purchases online, and a lot of them are turning to AI for guidance. Here's an example. If you ask AI Mode, which is a Google search feature, for help, you'll get curated suggestions that give you the prices, reviews of the products, and where they're sold. And it really is very specific, such as cozy sweaters for hiking in blue and white stripes. So ask exactly what you want for, and you'll find out where to get it and how much it costs.
On the brick and mortar side as well, there's, of course, always the small local businesses that are trying to make the most of the holiday season, starting with Small Business Saturday next week. Are there some good reasons to check out those small local shops near you instead of perhaps relying on online or the big box stores?
This truly is a great time to support your local retailer. And buying local is a meaningful and conscious choice for many consumers. And indie merchants are really stepping up to make themselves more accessible for shoppers. I spoke with Molly Molesky, who is the owner of Oh So Molly, a boutique in Trolley Square in Wilmington. And she is opening on Sundays, a day that she's usually closed, throughout December. So shoppers have more time to buy gifts. And she's also promoting heavily on TikTok and Instagram, posting every day to let people know she's there and encouraging them to come visit.
And honestly, some of those local merchants can be better than AI if you're looking for gift ideas.
There's nothing like the personal touch.
So how about the big chain stores, Eileen? Are they still expecting to be busy? Are they hiring extra staff, as they have often done in the past, to handle the holiday shopping load?
They are hiring extra help, but not as many people as they have in previous years. This year, retailers have the upper hand. They don't have to offer big incentives like higher wages or signing bonuses. Whereas in contrast, Amazon offered up to $3,000 in signing bonuses in 2023. And Macy's was paying their employees $500 to recruit extra help. None of that this year. There's a lot of people who are looking for temp jobs. And also, the stores aren't open for all those expanded hours the way they have been in previous years. Remember when Macy's was open 24 hours a day? This year, maybe an extra hour, maybe opening early in the morning or staying open till 9 o'clock at night, not 11, not midnight.
Right. Very different atmosphere. One thing we haven't talked about in the past is holiday decorations. And I'm curious, what do prices look like there, specifically when it comes to, that age-old debate of a real tree versus an artificial tree?
Well, you're going to pay more for the decorations you put on the tree, whether it's an artificial tree or a real tree. The cost of decorations is up between 20 to 20% just because they're imported. Almost all of them are imported. So here's the thing about an artificial tree. Buy one and you don't have to buy another one for years. So that kind of takes you out of the market for a while. A fresh tree is an annual expenditure. With that said, there's something extra Christmassy about those real trees, that scent of pine wafting through the house, and later the hum of the vacuum sweeping up the needles. So lots of folks still cut their own tree or head to the local lot to pick out the perfect tree. And if you need a real tree in a hurry, Amazon will deliver a fresh 6-foot fir to your door, but you'll have to pay for that convenience. The price tag is $200.
Yeah, I guess if you're looking for an artificial tree this year, maybe with the tariffs and it being perhaps imported, it would be more expensive than a real tree. But over time, the artificial tree will kind of pay for itself by not having to buy a real tree every year. Interesting dynamic. We've also noted in recent years the timing of the holiday shopping season has shifted. We see the sales and the store decorations much earlier. You mentioned earlier that people are kind of holding off on buying. Is there a benefit to just waiting a little bit? You said maybe for some items there wouldn't be, but does procrastinating help in some items, waiting for maybe a bigger sale later?
Well, a lot of that depends on how the shopping season goes,
Mm-hmm.
but I do think that that inventory could be a problem this year, and there's not a great benefit to procrastinating at this stage of the game. A lot of big retailers, Target, Walmart, they have they've already been promoting their holiday pricing. So I think that there really are going to be some great deals on Black Friday. But otherwise, if you see it, you like it, and the price is reasonably right, grab it.
Thanks to contributor Eileen Dalabrida for joining us on The Green this week. A reminder, her piece on the holiday shopping season is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. Up next, Arts Playlist, and a look ahead to the Delaware Symphony Orchestra's holiday concert offerings this year. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.